Welcome back to another episode of Friday Night Live on Saturday afternoon, because life is lifing. I'm Amy from Ridiculous Ramblings, and this is Mr. Michael J., my co-host from Rabbit and Red Radio.
Yes, I'm here, and I love when you intro stuff, because like I said, it's just so much better.
I'm glad you're of being at church, having to like get up and do all of that first before we would start singing.
I'm sure that's a great help. Yes. No doubt in my mind.
So how are you? How's your week been?
I'm surviving. There's a few things that I want to talk about. Well, you know what?
Oh, okay.
I'll bring this up first.
Okay.
Because somebody brought this to me yesterday. Because, you know, I know on Ridiculous Ramblings, you talk about food sometimes. Well, there's this stuff from Ohio.
Okay.
It's popcorn, but it's not popcorn. It's like puffy things. It's cornmeal or something. And I'll tell you, it's extremely addicting.
Yes, it is.
Have you ever had this?
I have. It's so I've actually made that before. And they also, that's like the big thing from Bucky's, is called beaver nuggets. And that's the exact same thing that they sell there. And oh my gosh, they're so good and they're so easy to eat because they're so light.
So does yours have, okay, because now there's, let's see, this one is butter and vanilla.
Ooh, that sounds good. Let
me tell you, it's like, now, the first container I had of this, I was bad because I sit down and I take the thing and I look and it's like, okay, it's like, I want to give you the accurate information here. So it says in this thing, there's 4 servings. I'm like, 4 servings? It's not bad. 150 calories per serving. I'm like, I didn't eat a lot for the entire day. So sure. Not a lot. So I'm sitting there and I'm eating and I'm like, boy, this is really good. And it's like you put each piece, I can't call it a kernel, but you put each piece in your mouth and it's like you don't even have to chew it.
Nope.
Like you just set it there. Yeah, exactly. It melts and I'm just like, oh yeah, so good. So good. So I keep eating and eating and eating and eating. Mm. And the next thing, the whole thing's gone.
Yep.
And then I'm like, oh, not good, not good, not good. And I just did not feel good. Well, I felt okay for the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. I woke up the next morning. I did not feel good. I did not feel good at all. I was like no.
That sweet hangover.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, 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 really bad. Really bad. Just like, no. No,
it's easy to do with stuff like that, though, especially when it's so light. Like you don't realize how much of it you really have eaten until it's all gone. Kind of like cotton candy. Like cotton candy, you can mow through a bag of cotton candy like nothing.
I haven't had cotton candy in years, but I know what you're talking about because I remember, you know, but, you know, it was a while. So when I got this thing yesterday,
seem to be frozen.
Some pretzels or something. And I get a cup and I dump some out, you know, but it's a bigger bag.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, this is a pretty small container.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I can just eat it. So, so last night, because we were going to go last night. So I had this thing and I'm like, now I'm going to control myself and I'm not going to open it. I'm like, I'm not going to open it. Mm. I'm like, I'm just going to wait. And when we go live, I'll show it. Maybe I'll open it and I'll have a piece on the air and I'll react to it. Mm. So it'll be like our own reaction to it. So you can right. Exactly. You know, cause those reaction videos, they get a lot of views. I figured could really drive people in, you know? So when we pushed the show back to 9, I was like, and the thing's sitting where it is right now. And I'm sitting in this chair. Like now I'm on my knees in front of the chair, but last night I was sitting on the chair and the whatever this thing is, the plastic thing is on the table next to me. And I'm like, all right, you just have to wait an hour. Do not eat. Don't open it. Don't eat it. Because the thing is, there's a little plastic tab here that says open. So that was like the guard and that was keeping this closed. And I was like, okay, you're not. Don't open right. it. Don't eat it. So I'm like, don't eat it. 9 o'clock. Just wait till nine. Wait till nine. And I'm like, 8:30 came. And I'm like, 30 more minutes. This looks so good. I can't do it. I can't do it. I got to break the seal. I got to break the seal. So then I take this thing and I'm like, I must have like been stupid or just like blinded by rage of needing to get it open because I needed some of this. So
I need it now.
Exactly. So I didn't realize, I forgot when I opened it last time, I thought you had to push the little tab in and like rip the thing around, like rip the seal around, like, and then the lid came off. So I'm sitting here for like 10 minutes trying to like poke the little tab to like get it open. I'm like, come on. I'm like, you can open. Don't tease me like this. I want you now. And I'm like beating it against the like table to try to open it. Then I realize I'm like, you're being stupid. You just have to like, once you puncture the open thing, you can lift this up. So then it's open. And I'm like, okay.
Now that you've like destroyed and crushed it to pieces.
Right. So now you're just going to have one piece. And so even smelling it now, I can't, I'll just eat this whole thing, right? I got to put this back on because I can't even smell it. But I'm like, okay, just one piece. And then I'm like, okay, I had one piece. And I'm like, this is so good. It's melting. I'm like, the saliva in my mouth is like coating it. And I'm like, yes, the digestive enzymes are like just ooh, I can feel, I'm like, yes, you are. I'm like, this is the best feeling ever in the world. This is the greatest. I'm like, nothing will ever feel better than this. And then, so I'm like, okay. I'm like, don't hold the container. Put the container down. Don't hold it. Because if you hold it, you're just going to want to keep eating. Put it down. So I put it down and I'm like, okay. It's 8:45, 15 more minutes. You can wait 15 more minutes. And then when you go live, you can have another one because you can show Amy what it is. And then you can eat it and it'll feel good. On the live, you'll react. People will love it. It'll be great. So then 9 o'clock comes and I didn't hear from you. So I'm like, okay, I hope it's not serious. I really hope it's not serious. I'm like, I'm still looking at this thing. I'm like, that's it. We're going for more. So then I just started. I 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I stopped counting. And then it got to like maybe, I guess we're about halfway down here, maybe a little. And so at that point, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, you're going back on the table. and if we go live, then I'll just go and I'll pick right, you up and I'll bring you back over. Right, like I did today. So that was that story. I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
very much. But I'm also glad that I was able to restrain myself from meeting this whole entire thing.
The whole time you were talking about that, all I could think about is, have you ever seen Mannequin?
Yes.
Where he's love like, Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So that's what the popcorn was doing to you. Michael. Yep.
Exactly. That, you know what? That's the exact voice. That's exactly how it sounds. So you channeled it. It's perfect.
Oh my gosh.
It is perfect. You channeled it.
There's not a lot of movies that I watch. But I love Mannequin. That's one of my favorites. And then like my all time favorite movie of all is Pretty in Pink. Like I will watch that 30 times and still find something about it that I didn't notice the first time and just fall in love with it all over again.
I know exactly what you mean.
A about the whole ducky thing, but that's another day. Someone was actually telling me that they did two versions where they had her choose Blaine, and then they had one where they had her choose Ducky, and the one where she chose Ducky did not perform well. So they went with the other ending of her choosing Blaine. I'm like, who are these people? I have serious bones to pick with them. I wasn't alive when the movie was made, but I've still got issues.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I'm right there with you. It's definitely like the upset, you know?
Oh, yeah. Some guy did that for me where he did all those dance moves and everything in the record store. I wouldn't even remember who Blaine was.
No, Blaine would be just a distant memory.
I got a nice car.
Car isn't everything. Nope, not at all.
No, it's not. It's the vibe.
It's the vibe.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's... What was it that came on the other day? And I didn't... I was laying in bed, and I was like, I need something for background noise. And The Proposal was on. So I'm like, okay, that's funny. It's got Betty White in it. Like, Betty White's hilarious. Who does not love Betty White? So I put that on, and then after that, I fell asleep. And I woke up, and Sweet Home Alabama was on. And I was like,
I've never seen either.
Oh my gosh. You really need to watch that. Like,
I feel like I should.
It is so funny. Like, I was watching it and I was like, oh my God, I forgot that this person played in it. Or I got really excited because on one of the episodes I did, I talked about a singer named Jason Isbell. And he's from Greenville, Alabama. Yeah. And when she's pulling through the town, she passes a sign and it was in Greenville. And I was like, oh my God, that's where Jason's from. I'm like, oh, look at all these cool little things popping up.
Yeah, because when you talked about him, I haven't heard a lot of his music, but there was one song of his, and I forget the name of it, because I remember when you were talking about it, it made me want to go back and like look to see what that song was, because I remember
it was an Elephant?
You know. Oh, I don't remember.
Oh.
I really wish, you know, for next week, I'm going to have to look and figure out what it was.
Okay. He just had a new album drop too over the weekend.
Oh yeah. Oh, did he? Well, yeah, this one was definitely older. I just can't remember how old, but,
he was actually recommended to me by a friend, and I was like, and this person was like, now listen. You're going to listen to this song and it's going to make you cry. And I'm like, whatever. I'm tough. I'm going to cry at this song. Oh my God. I ugly cried. And I sent them a picture and I was like, I hope you're happy. I was like, oh my God. But I love that style though. Like artists that they're so comfortable, just really digging their heels into like uncomfortable subjects. And it's not just stuff that rhymes or whatever. Like, it's got a meaning behind it, and it's deep. I love that shit. I think that's why I'm a big fan of Bumpin' Uglies, too. They're just, like, really awesome people. And their music another one. has a good message as well.
You've talked about them, and I haven't listened to them either, but you've talked about them.
Oh, my gosh. You would love them.
And I've meant to do that.
You should definitely check them out. Everybody that's listening, go check out Bumpin' Uglies. Please. Thank you.
Yes.
Where are my manners? It was crazy. They had the Stand Up for Science rally yesterday. And because I follow Bumpin' Uglies on Facebook. They were supposed to play at the towards the end of the show after Bill Nye came out. And everybody ran over, so they didn't get a chance to perform. But, like, they didn't even say anything to them. They were just like, okay, everybody, thanks for coming to the rally. And just, like, shut the show down. And they're like, we were supposed to play. And it's like, oh, sad face. Did you get to watch the rally at all?
I did not see the rally. No, oh, man, I was, good. Was it?
Very good, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and take a look. I'm sure it's, yeah, what was it? I mean, I saw someone speak this week. I wasn't too happy with what they were speaking about, but I saw them speak.
Oh, you mean with the transgender mice? After that, I was like, you know what? I've had enough for the day. Yeah, I can't.
Like, yeah, I was like, I don't understand, but I mean, I and checked, you know, out.
My whole thing with this is like watching that rally the other day. I'm like, okay, you guys want to defund education. You guys want to get rid of science. Is that not literally how Elon comes up with all of his stuff? Is through science and research. Right. So if you guys get rid of that, better not see any new Teslas.
Yeah.
Better not see any new updates online for any future products from anyone, because you defunded that. You took that away.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'll get off my soapbox.
No, I enjoy soapboxes. Sometimes it's fun.
All right. Some days they're not too bad, as long as you don't fall off of them.
Exactly. That would be me.
I'm just not a graceful person. I can't help it.
Oh. No, I completely understand. I completely understand.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's... Yeah, so... We'll veer off of that subject for a second, but yeah. So what other kind of music do you like?
Well, I mean, like, before, like I said, it's pretty much like, it depends on the day. Like you know, on how I'm, just on my basic or general mood. Like, I listen to, like there's a lot of time I'll listen to a lot of, oh geez, this guy, Pat Metheny, I think his name is. He's like, jazz, but it's all instrumental stuff.
Oh, okay.
I've been listening to him a lot lately. I was turned on to him by a friend. It's just, it's like very just like light and just like easy. And I feel like lately I've been, like in a weird like zone. So sometimes I need that to just be like, okay, you're, you know, still hanging on here, so to speak. So just,
right,
you know, roll with it, just roll with it. So, you know,
I feel that.
That's kind of what I've been into lately. But, you know, I like some blues, some folky stuff. You know,
you should check out Susan Tedeschi. She's kind of folky, kind of bluesy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you should check her out. She's really good. I'll send you the links to some of her stuff later. But yeah, she's really good too. Like she the powerhouse voice that comes out of this woman is amazing, because she just looks like this like little bitty nothing, and then she hits that guitar and I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? But it's kind of bluesy, kind of folksy, maybe a little bit of rocky, but not like this kind of rocky. She'd probably be a good listen for you too.
Yeah, no, probably. That's yeah, definitely send me links, because I will definitely check her out. I'll definitely check her out.
Yeah, she's really good. I've been, I don't know, typically I listen to metal. But
Oh yeah, I can totally get with that too. You know what I mean?
Right?
Totally get with that too.
And I like that, especially, I know it sounds crazy and I know I've said it on the podcast before, but like if I'm very overwhelmed and like stressed out, if I put that on, it's very cathartic. It's very soothing for me, because there are times that I'm just like, overwhelmed. I just want to scream and I know that I can't. So I'll put that on and it actually helps like calm me down. And one of the girls I used to work with, so one of our residents was kind of giving us like some problems. And she goes, I wanted to tell that person, hey, you maybe shouldn't mess with her. Do you know she listens to death metal to calm down? And I'm like, it does. Yeah. Like, it's something about it. Like, it just, I don't know. It hits that primal urge to just, like, have a release, like, a from frustration or whatever. And I absolutely love it. I want to go to Ink on the Range next year.
Yeah. No, and you definitely need that.
Mm-hmm. Everybody does.
Ink on the Range. Okay. So I'm guessing that. Okay.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry. Rock on the Range.
Tattoo type.
I got my, there's Inkeration.
Oh, Rock on the Range. I was going to.
There's Inkeration, which is a rock festival. And then there's Rock on the Range. I got the two of them confused. Rock on the Range is usually like in September.
I mean, I've always wanted to get a tattoo. So like if I could go there and get like a tattoo and then listen to some killer music, I'm on board with that.
You can. They have tattoo artists set up while they're there. And you can get a tattoo at the festival. I don't have any tattoos either, but I do want to get one. I have really weird skin though. Like I scar very easily. So I've been to a couple of different tattoo places and they're like, you know, a couple of them were like, no, you know, we won't, you know, mess with it because we don't like if you would get a scar, we don't want you to come back and be like, you guys messed up my skin. And I'm like, well, I wouldn't do that because I know personally like who I am. I know how my body reacts. But there's another local place and they're like, look, I tell you what, this is what you need to do. Because they've got one tattoo artist that he's worked with people that have, I get like keloid scarring where it gets like raised.
Mm-hmm.
They said, get something small and get it somewhere that's not going to be hanging out and get it filled. So they're like, if you want to do like a little black heart, that would be the best thing to do because then that's going to show us how your skin is going to react to a tattoo. So I'm like, that's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah. Because
this is my only piercing I have too, is just on my nose. Like my ears aren't pierced. I don't have any other piercings.
Okay. But all right. I just, because this, I've been curious about this and I've never, you know, spoken to someone who has their nose pierced. So maybe you can, you know, enlighten me.
All right.
How does that not hurt?
So it does hurt initially. Like it took probably about, I want to say about two and a half weeks for the soreness to go away. But I think it depends on the type of piercing that you have in too, if it hurts or not. So they have some that look like the little corkscrew. And then they have some that are like an L-shaped bar that go in. And those ones tend to stick out like this. But I get, I don't have a hoop. I have what's called a cuff. So on this, it looks almost like it's hooped. But when you take it out, it's a flat L-shaped bar. So it sits flat inside of my nose. It's not poking out straight like a traditional nose ring stud would. But you just have to be careful because it can still get caught on stuff. And when it pulls, that's when it hurts.
Okay. And now this may be a dumb question, but keep in mind I'm not that smart with this stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
When you sneeze. How do you sneeze? Like, just do like you normal. Sneeze and like snot doesn't like, you know?
I mean, trigger warning, if you're grossed out, you may want to stop listening. It does get boogers on it. I mean, because it's in your nose.
Right.
But right. I keep mine very clean. I pop mine out very frequently and like disinfect and then pop it back in. But, okay. I mean, it's going to get boogies on it because it's up your nose. But biggest thing is take it out, clean it. And I not only sanitize like the ring itself, but like I'll actually run like clean saline like through the hole to keep it clean too and do like a skin scrub and everything. So, yeah, it's no dirtier than like an earring, I don't think.
Yeah, I had my ear pierced. So yeah, that hurt. I remember that because that hurt. And everybody's like, no, that doesn't hurt. Yes, it does. Especially when they put the starter earring through, and then they're like, okay, so now after like 6 weeks, we have to take the starter earring out and you can put a hoop thingy in.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I distinctly remember because I couldn't take the thing out myself because I couldn't reach back to do it. So, my mother did it at the time. And, yeah, that was pain because, I just felt the thing like going through my ear, like coming, but you know, coming out of my ear. I'm just like, no, because it was nope. And I'm just like, never doing that again. And I basically just let it like close. Like after a few years, I just let it close and I was done with it. And that's just that, you know, it's
too
painful.
So I love the way that a hoop looks. Like, I think they're super cute. But I myself have not mastered how to, I can get it in. I just can't close it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So my stupidness, I went and bought a pack from Hot Topic.
Mm-hmm.
And it had this really cute hoop in there that had like this little kind of like Indonesian style, like flower on it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so cute. I'm going to try to put it in on my own. That was not a smart idea because I get said scar tissue. This was still pretty early on after I had had it done. So I didn't realize I had had scar tissue build up underneath where my piercing hole was at. So I took my regular little stud out that I had at the time and I got the hoop halfway in. Ooh. And it got stuck on the scar tissue.
Ow.
I could not pull it out.
Ooh.
And I could not push it any further in. So ooh. I have half a nose ring like sticking like this up the top of my nose. And I was supposed to go on a date. And I'm like, how stupid are you that you decided to try to change this before a date? And now you've got a nose ring sticking like this. The top of your nose.
I would love to have seen a picture of that just because it just had to look so just
it was different. Insane. I had to get a pair of pliers.
Ow. Ooh.
And I had to literally pull for it to come out. Oh my God.
Too painful.
It was horrible. I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just be done with the nose ring. Like that should have been my like, hey, don't mess with this anymore. But no, I went ahead and just got my little tiny stud and put it back in. And yeah. I did cancel my date that night because from where I had like tried to mess with it for so much, that side of my nose was like all swollen and red. And I'm like, I don't want to show up to a date. And they'll be like, what the hell is wrong with her face? This was not her profile picture.
I mean, it would... you know, it would throw me for a loop, but I'm sure I would just roll with it because it's like, you know, things happen. What are you going to do?
Life is life, you know?
Yeah. But I totally get it. Like that would just,
Oh my gosh.
Pliers. Oh
yeah. Pliers.
Ooh.
And luckily we actually had, a pair of needle nose pliers because it's so funny because my dad is like, he never had any sons. It was just me and my sister. Mm-hmm. So he has taught us how to do some handy things for ourselves because, you know, that's important to know how to do.
Yeah. No.
And he bought us our own little toolkits. And I was like, I think there are needle nose pliers in that because I'm like, I need needle nose like any other set of pliers is not going to get this out because it's not going to have that fine tip on there to like really get close. Right. So I'm like, I can't believe only like the second or third time I've ever used these pliers, it's to pull a nose ring out of my nose.
That just seems like just painful.
And that's why I went with this too, because it lays flat and I don't get any that has like any design or any like jewels to it. Because those ones are very cute. They're very pretty, but they also get hung on almost everything. And I don't want to rip it out of my face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just the thought of, like, when you say, like, rip it out of your face, it's like the thought process of just, like,
the joys of facial things.
I mean, I just, and, you know, I have a pretty high pain tolerance, but just the thought of that, just, I don't like, even though I have a high pain tolerance, I just don't like the thought of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, ooh.
One piercing that I've always thought is really cool is it's called the Medusa piercing. And that's the one that goes right here. Right, like right here on your lip. Like right above, right, like where the peak of your lip is at. That's called the Medusa piercing. And I love the way that looks. I just think it is so cute. But that, I don't think I have the pain tolerance level for that.
So,
because that's like a lot of nerve right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is so that basically just like shoots and just like sticks to your, like it's just in your face. So
it goes through.
Yeah.
It goes through right there. And then the, because I actually saw, out of all things, I saw a pharmacist that had that. It was a pharmacist up in Elkhart. And I was like, hey, I was like, can I ask you a really random question? And she's like, yeah. I was like, I love your piercing. And she's like, oh, it's called a Medusa piercing. And I was like, how bad did that hurt? And she said, out of all my piercings, she goes, that one actually hurt worse than the septum piercing, which septum piercings hurt very, very badly. So she's like, yeah, it hurts. I'm like, how do you, what kind of ring is that? Like, is it a stud or like what? And she flipped it over. And so it looks, it goes in like a traditional earring, but on the back of it, it's got this little round silver piece that's flat. So it holds it in, but it's flat. So it's not,
right,
it doesn't have anything sharp. So you can't like scratch your gums or like hurt your teeth with it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm like, that's good. Okay. Because I don't think a Libre's piercing is like that.
So it's basically just like through.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So like if I'm like, so let's say I had that piercing.
Uh-huh.
I could get my tongue, put it through that, like up here, like in my mouth and like move my tongue around and feel.
You would be able to feel it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can't do that.
He's like, nope, I'm done.
Can't do that. Cannot do that, because as soon as I'd be like, that's through my face. No.
So no Medusas, no snake bites, no Marilyn Monroe, no Libre.
No. That's just.
I kind of want to get my eyebrow pierced, but I haven't quite decided yet. I'm still thinking about it.
That's okay. That's another thing that I don't, because, okay, so you pierce your eyebrow. So basically you're going to shoot it through your eyebrow. The only good thing about that, and I guess it's good about your nose too, is that you can't like stick anything up there to like feel it like in your face or in your head, you know? So I guess that's good, because, you know, you wouldn't like, see, I would be like with the Medusa piercing, I'd be too tempted to play with it. And I would be like,
just be sitting like there, like popping it in and out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like people would think I was like a toddler, because I would just, it's like a fun new toy in my face that I'm just playing with. Like I, you know, so yeah, I mean, so the eyebrow, I can, maybe I could see it, because, you know, it's like, it would probably still hurt, because I don't, like I'm feeling bone. Like when I just, like, it's just, so, like, just now I'm wondering if that just shoots right into the bone.
So, like, the nice thing about it is, like, you're, like, you've got that extra, like, little bit of skin here. So, like, they can pull that out away from it, and then it would just go up through underneath.
Yeah.
Because you can get, like, a little stud. You can get a hoop. You can get, like, a bar. Like, those are, I like the little bar ones. I think those are cute.
Yeah, you know what? You're making a lot of sense with this one. You're making a lot of sense.
I have too many tattoo and piercing things saved on Pinterest.
Yeah, because like, you're like, okay, like I'm imagining just pull me out and shoot me right through there. Mm-hmm. It'll just go through skin. So it'll just initially hurt.
Yep.
And then it'll just be, ooh. But then if somebody were to like, wouldn't want to get a hoop because then I would be fearful that someone would just like put their finger in there and just rip it. And yeah, nope.
No.
I would want something more like permanent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Something that would feel like it was like, once it's in there, it's going to stay in there. But I can't. Would a bar? No, because somebody could pull a bar out too, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they need to make something that can't get pulled out.
Maybe like a 3D tattoo.
That's it. Yeah, that's even better. See, you're always thinking. You have the brain power.
I don't know if I could only use it for good.
Well, you know, we you're using it for better things than I am, because I couldn't even think to, you know, 3D tattoo. That's brilliant. That is probably the best thing I've heard ever. So yeah, let's roll with that. I mean,
because they do 3D tattoos, so I mean, they realistically could do a piercing tattoo, I would think.
Yeah. And then that way, if I get somebody angry and they go to rip it out and they can't do it, I just be like, ha ha, it's a tattoo.
Joke's on you.
There you go.
I
like it.
I've saved a lot of different like tattoo ideas and like piercing ideas on Pinterest, but it took like forever for me to get my nose pierced. And everybody's like, oh, are you going to do your ears next? And like, I love earrings. Like, I think there are so many beautiful designs and everything. But all I can think about is like, if I'm on the phone, having something like pressing into my ear like that all the time, I don't think I'd be comfortable with that.
Right.
Like, I think that would really bother me. So I'm like, I probably won't ever actually pierce my ears. If I do, it would be a miracle. I would probably get something else pierced before that.
Yeah. See, and I would be afraid now too, especially with like wearing the headphones and all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be like, wouldn't be a good combination. So yeah,
no,
I'm with you there. It's probably better to do something else.
Yeah, than like tongue piercings. I think those are really cool. But my sister had hers pierced, and she's a migraine person too. And it actually triggered her to have more migraines because it's close to the nerve. And so it's so close to that nerve that runs central to the back where all of like your sinuses and stuff are at. And she was like, it caused too much pressure. And so she had to just get rid of it because it just kept triggering a migraine.
It's a shame that we just can't like kill those nerves.
Right.
Like just permanently kill them. I don't know how you would do it, but just see, that's what you need to use your brain power for now. Just figure out how to do that. Figure out how we do that. Once we do that, we win.
Like, can you please not cancel science until I can figure out how to cure migraines?
Exactly.
I mean, they've got some pretty good stuff out there for it, but in my experience, I have this, and I don't remember the name of it. I know... I think it's Khloe Kardashian is one of the spokespeople for it. It looks like a little like dart kind of thing. Like it's a plunger, but it almost looks like a dart that you would throw, and it works fantastic, except for it is, with insurance for 4 shots, it's $175.
Ooh.
Yes.
What? See, this is what I don't get. Why have insurance and pay for insurance and then still have to pay all that even with the insurance? That to me is just dumb. I'm sorry, but it's just dumb.
No, it is. I mean, it's insane, like the amount of, I mean, you pay so much into it every year for them to be like, okay, cool. Here's 20% of your bill covered.
Yeah.
You can get more as a cash pay patient discount than 20% because if I, you know, especially like right before spring hits and then right when it's getting ready to turn into fall, those are my worst like migraine times, because that's when all the barometric pressure is changing to accommodate the warmer weather or the cooler weather to come in. And it is guaranteed, like I will be down at least 2 to 3 times per season with a migraine. Mm-hmm. So I haven't bought them in a while because I'm like, that's a lot of money that I don't have at the moment. So, I just try to power through. My best remedy that I've discovered is like, and it's probably not healthy, but it works for me, is 2 Excedrin and then like a Red Bull and then I'm good. Like it'll make it tolerable. So I can still function, because otherwise I'm down. Like I can't do anything.
Yeah. I mean, if it works, healthy is subjective, I guess.
Yeah, right. Especially in today's society.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. And you know, I wanted to get your opinion on something.
Okay.
Cause so I'm thinking about, like, obviously I shared something with you off air about like how I'm trying to figure out like a different type of housing situation for myself, because things with my family are not the greatest at this point. So I think I came up with a solution the other day, thanks to Amazon.
There you go.
And hold on, I gotta share, because I didn't realize that these things existed. Hold on, I gotta find the. There we go. There's share screen. And here we go. Yeah, now this is only one that I found. Did it? Okay, I don't think it popped in the. No, it didn't. Why it makes me add it? Let's see. Okay, so now if you look at this, I'll highlight it.
Oh, it's a tiny home.
Now look at that. Now this is like a 20 foot, but you can get a 40 foot. Nice. And I'm trying to see, because what I'm thinking of doing is getting this. It's $9,000.
Right.
You get it and you put it, like I would put it. I saw another one yesterday that I was looking at, but for some reason I can't find it today. But I was thinking of like getting it and putting it in my cousin's yard and just, you know, because there's a thing where you can hook up, to like their electric and water and like all that stuff. So then that way I could just like live there.
Right. No, I love that.
You know, it's, oh, wait, I have to go back to the Amazon tab, but there's, I'll see if, no, I can't see, but you tell me if it like changes. See, there's like another view of it. I don't know if it's changing it. And there's like,
yeah, it
inside.
Is
inside. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's something. That's another one. But let me see if they have, see, cause they had like a walk-in, like they have like a walk-in shower in some of these things. It's
that
like,
is so cool.
Wow. I don't know. I can't. But I was like looking. I'm like, that could technically, like, that could work, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
So I'm thinking about it.
That's but so see, cool that, like, the tiny house movement is still on the move.
I'm wondering, though. what I'm wondering, though, is now. Do you think, now that this is, I don't know the answer. I'm going to have to like look this up, because, you know, I was talking with him yesterday and we can't figure it out. But like, would he have to be, I wonder if he'd have to be like zoned like for commercial. Like, I don't know if you could just put, even though it's only like 40 foot.
Right.
I don't know if you could put that on a resident. It's basically like an oversized like storage container. And
that's what I was gonna say. If people can have like the she sheds or the man cave like thing out in the backyard, I wouldn't see why that would be any different.
Yeah, that's what this is. And basically like it comes like folded and it's made from like steel, you know what I mean? Like it's like a steel thing, so it's sturdy. So, and you just like basically like, you know, put up the walls. And then you need like a crane, I guess, to put the roof on. But other than that, it's pretty much like, you know,
I would say as long as they don't live in a neighborhood that has like an HOA, then there shouldn't be any issues. That's the only thing you would run into is if they live in a neighborhood where they have HOA, then you have to get literally everything approved before you can do that. Yeah. I do not have the funds to live in one that lives with me either. Yeah. So I'm like, I can put whatever I want out there.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I think, you know, because like at first he's like, you know, I can put like an addition on the back of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm like, but yeah, you could do that. But if we do this, it would probably be cheaper in the long run than putting an addition.
It would be cheaper. Plus it would still give you like your own privacy because it's outside of the house. So like they would still have like their own privacy and then you would have your own privacy. So that's actually really good. Like I would have never even thought about that.
I didn't think about it either. And the funny thing is he's like, I sent you that like 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, he's like, you didn't look at it, did you? I said, well, because he'll send me reels on Facebook, but then he'll send me stuff in text. I look back in our Facebook things and it was just a regular text. But the thing is, like, there'll be times where like he'll send me like 10 reels in the span of like 20 minutes. And I'm just like,
he sounds like my sister.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to keep looking at these reels. So I'll just like put them aside until I can like sit down and like, okay, look, you know what I mean? Like I'll marathon them, but then he'll I'll let it sit for a few hours because there'll be like 20 or 25 or so of them. So then that way I could just go through them all. And I'm like, and then he'll be like, I'm sorry for blowing up your phone. And I'm like, yes, I was, you know, showering or doing something else. It's like, I can't just, like, I'm not going to whip my phone in the shower and be like, yes, get all wet phone. And, you know, just so I can look at these reels, right, when they're sent. No, it's not happening. Sorry, not going
to
do that.
I actually had to turn my notifications off because my aunt that had passed away, she would do the same thing. She did, like, she would send stuff. I mean, like two or three things like in an hour. And that was just like all day long. And I'm like, oh my God, it's killing my battery having these notifications on. And my sister's the same way. But she's funny because she'll send like recipes and she'll be like, hey, can you make this? I'm like, girl, why don't you make it?
I mean,
she's like, I don't have time. And I'm like, and I have the overabundance of time.
Are you the better cook of the two of you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's probably why she wants you to do it then, definitely.
I cannot bake. Like, my baking has so much room for improvement. But, like, I can cook. Like, I have no problem cooking.
Yeah, that was, I
make biscuits. I make really good homemade biscuits.
Okay, good. So you don't do, like, you don't get, like, the pre-made stuff and just like throw it. You actually do from scratch.
I do it from scratch.
That's good. I don't know anybody that does that stuff from scratch anymore. Wow.
Yep. My cornbread is always made from scratch and my biscuits are always made from scratch because my mama and taught us all how to make cornbread and biscuits. Mm. So, and the cornbread, I will forewarn everyone, it is not sweet. That is considered Northern or Yankee cornbread when it's got sugar in it.
Oh.
So ours is the traditional Southern way, which is with just buttermilk in it. So there's nothing sweet about it whatsoever, but it's so good.
So, okay. So hold on. So your cornbread, the way that you make it is kind of like, it's been a while since I've been to Cracker Barrel, but they would give you like the little cornbread pieces. And from what I can remember, that wasn't sweet. So that's kind of like how you make it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh,
it's so my mama's trick, like to keep it from getting dry, was to add mayonnaise in it. So it's self-rising cornmeal, and then buttermilk, and then depending on the size that you're making, it depends on how many eggs you're going to use. I always have to make two skillets of it. So I have like a pretty good size, like round skillet like this. My hands are the wrong way, like this. And then I've got like a couple of smaller ones like this. So I usually have to use about 4 eggs. And then it's not a lot of mayonnaise. It's just, I think, maybe like a third of a cup or a quarter of a cup. And that's it. You just mix it all together. And I still use lard in all of my stuff. So I use lard on my pan and then pour that in there. And oh, it's good stuff.
It sounds good. And now I want cornbread and not the sweet kind.
Usually,
and
when
there's
I'm like,
no place around here that has non-sweet cornbread.
I'm really surprised, like being like in that location that they don't.
Yeah, no, Pennsylvania is horrible. We don't like near Philadelphia. No, they have there's a barbecue place around here, and they have cornbread, but it is like sickeningly sweet cornbread.
I've had some like, before, and I'm like,
yeah, it's like too sweet.
Usually when I make my cornbread, I'm making it with like ham and beans, or with chili, or I make fried chicken too. So I'll use that because I take my buttermilk, and there's a lot of different things you can do with buttermilk, but I don't experiment too much with it. I will soak my chicken in that. And then, like, drop that off of there and then fry it in the flour and everything after that. So it's like I get the double use out of the buttermilk. I can make biscuits. I can make cornbread.
Oh, that sounds so good. That sounds so good. Like, just I can just imagine the chicken. Oh, God, that chicken. Now I want. Oh.
You got to be able to make good chicken.
See, and you know what the extent of good chicken that I've had here is, and it's not even good chicken. It's like Popeye's chicken. It's not Popeye. Wait, is it Popeye? No. Wait. Hold on. Yeah, it is Popeye's. That's right around the corner. They have a Popeye's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but still not the same.
No, it's good, but it's not the same as homemade.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
I'm trying to think what other, like I looked up a recipe for some muffins. They're Raisin Bran muffins because, you know, I'm like 70 years old. But they use buttermilk in that instead of regular milk because it helps cut down the sweetness from the cereal.
I like that.
And I'm like, okay. I've got a couple of boxes of Raisin Bran sitting around here.
Yeah.
And I always have buttermilk. I'm like, I should try to make some of those and see how they turn out.
Yeah, I would. Because I'd be all about that Raisin Bran stuff. Oh,
I love
it. That's good. Yeah.
I love it.
I do too. And the funny thing is, I didn't. I'm 45.
Okay.
And I had Raisin Bran for the first time in March of last year. So it's just been about a year.
Oh my gosh.
Since I've even tried Raisin Bran. And they were like, you know, people were like, you're not going to like it. We know you. You're not, you know. But I've expanded my horizons with food over the years. So of course, you know. But yeah, I ate right through that. Raisin Bran, and I was like, yeah, that's really good, but now I like can't get enough of it. Like, it's just
That's before I had met my boyfriend. That was my thing, like on Friday and Saturday nights. Like my kids would be with their dad and I would be at home and I would have a bowl of Raisin Bran and I would watch TikToks or I would watch murder documentaries. And I actually made a TikTok about me being home watching murder documentaries, eating a bowl of Raisin Bran. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, this is my life now.
Yeah. Hey, that is
it's
the,
good.
That is
it's
the
cereal.
Perfect Saturday night. Yeah.
Oh, and there's so many new like documentaries that just came out on Netflix. I am so excited. My girlfriend sent a couple to me, and I was like,
"Good stuff." What are you gonna be watching?
So I am going to watch. Hang on, I gotta pull it up. There's so many of them that got posted. I'm really kind of disappointed that they didn't put any more on the Murdaugh case. Like, did you follow any of that?
I think I did a little.
I'm really disappointed they didn't put anything else out on that. Cause like they made it seem like they were going to put out this whole nother thing. Like they had built it up really big and I was like, yes. And then they did nothing with it. And I was like, oh my God. I just watched my Lover, My Killer last night. That's been really good. But they've also got, let's see, this other one is called Who Killed Little Gregory? My Daughter's Killer, Sophie, A Murder in West Cork. So that's going to be based over in the UK. Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez, Can I Tell You a Secret? And then Tell Them You Love Me, which I don't, and I won't get this correct because my thoughts get jumbled sometimes. But I know the backstory of it. I just don't know the name of the people involved. So it is a man that is disabled. He's mentally disabled and he's physically incapacitated. But this woman has integrated herself from caregiver into a I'm your forever person kind of thing. And she's taking advantage of him. And this is the documentary that follows that whole story. And I'm like, I am so jazzed to see that. Like, I cannot.
Yeah, that's, I mean, wow.
I don't do like too many sitcoms. When I watch TV, I like something that is more like real life, like drama, like not reality TV. I can't do reality TV, but I like this. Sorry, I kind of went on a tangent here, but do you like kind of like dark comedy, like dark humor?
Oh, no, I definitely do.
Okay.
Definitely do.
If you have Hulu, you need to check out, it's called Deli Boys, D-E-L-I.
Deli Boys.
I put it on randomly because I had to work on a costume for my daughter for school. So I was like, I need something to like be background noise to like keep me awake. So I was like, oh, this is new. Let's see what this is about. Oh, I was so not expecting this. It is amazing. It is basically a family that their dad dies and they're going to take over the family business only to find out it's like an Indian crime ring.
Oh, wow.
Like drug trafficking. It came so out of left field and like they just keep finding out like new shit about their dad like on every episode. And I'm like, oh my God, where has this show been? Like it was so good. I ended up watching the whole first season just one night. I was like, oh, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. This is going to suck. But it was really good. And I was like, oh man, I was like, if he likes that, he would really enjoy that.
Yeah. It was worth no sleep. I'm sure that
it was worth no sleep. It was absolutely worth no sleep. I like dark comedy. Like I think it's great.
Have you seen any of the stuff on that Gypsy Rose?
I've seen a little bit. I know she tried to come into the TikTok universe and they were like, eh, but she's innocent. And I'm like, she still had someone kill her mother. Like I get her mom did mentally and physically abuse her. I get that. But still to have her murdered, she still deserved to serve jail time. I'm sorry.
Right. No, exactly. Like, 100%.
It's malicious, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't self-defense. It was just, it was malicious. So, I mean, I don't know. People are just, I did see, did you see where Casey Anthony is trying to come onto TikTok?
No, I didn't see that. She is?
She is. She is trying. And like everybody that has a pulse, especially like moms on TikTok are like, oh no, we're shutting this shit down.
Right.
And I'm like, oh no. But I mean, she was definitely guilty. And like I said, I sympathize with the abuse that Gypsy suffered. Right. I just don't I can't sympathize or get behind her having her mother murdered. I mean,
yeah,
that I can't. But I do feel bad for her because she was robbed her entire life, like childhood, you know, teenage years, adulthood. So I don't know. It's very sad.
Yeah. No, it's a whole messed up situation. And I'll tell you, I wish we could get on TikTok. But
you know, right?
To get this thing to stream live, I'm
going to play around with this some more.
So maybe by next week we can get on TikTok. I mean, I'm just going to like try to just hit go live on my phone and see if it gives me like the stream key and the other thing and the stream URL and see if that'll, I don't know. It's they make this stuff a lot more confusing than I think it needs to be.
They do. I know. I've had a couple of people ask me, they're like, oh, you do podcasting? That looks so fun. I'm like, it is fun, but there's way more work involved in it than what I realized. And I think what other people don't realize, like before they get into it, they're like, oh, this looks fun. I just click a button on my computer and I go. And I'm like, yeah, that's not how it works. I thought that's how it was, but it's not.
Yeah, no, it's not. Although I will say, so when I started in 2010, we started on Blog Talk.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio, which just actually after 19 years, I just recently they finally shut down. So that was a little, I mean, I told my one buddy that, you know, that I started with, or actually he brought me into it. Mm-hmm. I told him that Blog Talk like closed. He's like, of course they did. It was horrible sound quality, horrible, whatever. So of course they're going to shut down. It wasn't that great anyway. I said, I get it wasn't great, but it was the memories.
Right.
The memories of from like June 18th, 2010. And I remember that day because I went to see Toy Story 3 in the theater. Aww. I don't know why I went. I was big into Toy Story at that. I mean, I just, I don't know. I liked it. It's a cute movie. What can I say? And I remember like we came home and he called me at like 10:30. It was like a Friday night. And he's like, do you want to go live, on Blog Talk? We'll talk for like an hour or so about just Friday the 13th. I'm like, okay, sure. We'll do that. So I went live for like at 11 o'clock and we were live on the phone. It was horrible sound quality, but that was the start.
That's how it all began.
Yeah. Yeah. But now that's, they shut that down. Luckily I got most of the shows off of there. So at least they're not lost.
That's good. So at least you got to keep everything.
Yeah. I mean, there were a few things that other people deleted, but the majority of them I still have. So that's, you know.
I know. Because I didn't have a laptop. So when I first started recording, I was recording on my son's computer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, Mom, now that you have your own laptop, he's like, can you get all your crap off of my computer? And I was like, yes, I will get all my crap off of your computer, but you're going to have to give me a minute because I'm still learning how to get all this stuff transferred over. He's like,
right.
We can do it for you, Mom. And I'm like, okay, well, fine. Do it for me. Mm-hmm. And he came in and he was like, doot, doot, doot. All right, it's all transferred. And I was like,
yeah,
I'm so far behind. So far behind.
Yeah. Yeah. Kids, like, they know everything these days and we know nothing.
Nothing.
It's whatsoever.
I still have to like ask them, like when I see something like on TikTok or on Instagram, I'll be like, hey guys, what does this mean? They're like, okay, Mom, sit down. I'm like, thank you for enlightening me.
Oh, if I hear like a slang term that I don't know, I'm on Google and I'm like, wait, that means that? Okay. I don't understand how that could mean that, but it means that. So, okay. That's just.
Do you ever use Urban Dictionary sometimes?
Well, when I Google, you know, the Urban Dictionary result pops up and I'm like, okay, so it means that, but it also means this.
It just, I get lost in a rabbit hole on that sometimes.
Yeah, because it all depends on context. So you're mm-hmm. telling me if I say it like this, it means this. But if I say it like that, it means that.
Yep.
So what do I want it to mean? Oh, I definitely don't want it to mean that, but
no,
I said that. So now they think I mean that. Oh, I better change what. Oh, stupid old person. There we go.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's I'm not super tech savvy, but I know a little bit of stuff, but it's still, when you said old people stuff, like my mom and dad, oh my gosh, I sent them something the other day. They're like, what do I do? I'm like, click on the link and follow it. They're like, yeah, but it's asking me to sign up for something. I'm like, did you didn't click the right thing? It's like, what happened? Yeah. And then I was like, oh, wait, it's the wrong link. Let me send it again. So then they got it. They're like, well, what do I click on? I'm like, it should have taken you straight to the video. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, it's not doing it. And I was going to ask them, send me a screenshot of what it's showing on your phone. And I was like, you know what? I'll just come to the house.
they'll get a camera and take a picture of their actual phone screen. And then realize that they have to get it developed to show you the picture.
It'll be 7 to 10 business days.
Yeah. Then we're in trouble.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah. I stopped sending people links just for that reason. If they're over 50, I'm like, okay, you know, not what I speak of. You do not get it. You're out of the loop.
You're way out of the loop.
Yeah, you're done.
Oh my gosh.
You're done.
I love it.
Under only.
Well, that's so there, my kids' dad, he's older. And he, up until, I want to say five or six years ago, still had a flip phone.
Oh, I know.
Because he did not know how to do a smartphone.
Yeah.
And so his company was like, you really have to have a smartphone. It's integral for your job. You've got to have a smartphone. So he got a smartphone, and I thought I was going to have a mental breakdown before I taught this guy how to use a smartphone.
Oh.
He's better now, but he still won't order anything on Amazon by himself. Cause last time he ordered something and it was not from the United States. And when it came, it was not what he had ordered. And I was like, okay.
It's like Amazon is not for you.
Mm-mm. Amazon and eBay are a no for you.
No. Go. Just go to the store, and
yep.
If the store doesn't sell it, then you don't need it that bad. Yep.
The kids and I run tech now. Like, okay, what did you do now? What do you need to order now?
Oh,
the joys of technology and aging.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be like Terminator. Like the machines are just going to kill us all, especially with AI and stuff now that they're just.
Oh my gosh. That whole AI thing to me, like, it's cool in one retrospect, but in another, it is freaky as fuck.
It is.
I don't like it. It's scary.
It is. So I kind of got into it in a sense because I can't design for anything. Like I'm horrible with designing. Mm-hmm. So I use AI for a lot of stuff. Now, this AI thing that I use, I can make any voice say whatever I want.
Ooh.
So now Halloween, I love those movies. They're my favorite. So what I did for the website, I'll see if my microphone will pick this up. So when you go to the Rabbit in Red website and you go to the Listen Live page, I have a player that if we're not live, it'll play archive content. And I have shows from all shows that are on the network stream there 24/7 if shows aren't live.
Okay.
So, but when you hit play on the player, there's like a little bumper that plays. So let me see if this will... Here, let me see if this will... Wait, where's my speaker on this thing? I want to... I'll turn it up. There we go. This should... All right, so we'll see if it picks it up.
This is Dr. Sam Loomis, and when I'm not hunting Michael Myers, I listen to Rabbit and Red Radio. Damn you, Michael J.
See? Did that pick up at all?
That is so cool.
Yeah, so I can literally make... I can make you an intro for Ridiculous Ramblings and have Jason Isbell or somebody else. Just all I need is like a 10-second voice sample, and I can make them say whatever you want.
That is so cool.
Like, I have a Rabbit in Red that's happening tonight, and I have Christopher Walken introing us.
Oh my gosh! This is a rabbit in a red radio.
Yeah, something like that. I pulled some clips. So yeah, I could even have somebody intro us for this if you want. Just let me know who you want. I can pull a voice sample and have them say whatever you want.
I want Kermit the Frog.
I can do that.
It's time to cue the music. All right, man, I loved The Muppet Show.
Yeah, so did I.
That was such a great show. Great.
Yeah, you know, and then, oh, did they bring that? Okay, and then it came back on TV a few years ago, and then and I was getting into it again, and then they canceled it. I'm like, really? Really?
I think it's because there's not, and I'm kind of surprised, but I don't think they had enough viewers for it. And I'm like, the older people were tuning into that. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was here. I was here for it every week. I was like, okay, bring on the next one. Yes. And I, you know, and it's not like I watched it on demand. I watched it live.
Right.
I gave them their live ratings. I want my Muppets.
Man, can you imagine? My Muppets away. Like, how big of a difference that had to make for shows that were on, like, before streaming services.
I mean,
like shows that have been on for like 20 years, you know, 10, 15 years, because streaming is still relatively new. They have to account into that now. Like, what are your, like your download, you know, download ratings versus like your live ratings? Like, that's insane. That's crazy.
And that's the thing. I don't even think live ratings matter anymore.
Mm-mm. Sorry. My dog was like going nuts there for a second. I'm like, what are you? She's been something today.
Is there? I wonder. Well, see, that's weird because dogs have like that sixth sense type thing. So I wonder if there's something.
I wholeheartedly believe that there is a presence in my house.
Right.
That it's not a bad presence. Right. And I think I know who it is. So my house was owned by an elderly couple. Mm. And her dad lived with them. And he passed in the house. So I think it's him. But he's very friendly. Like, I don't get, like, I need to have, like, an exorcist or anything done kind of vibes in the house. But, like, you can definitely, like, if, like, I used to work from home and I would be in my bedroom slash office and it would sound like there was someone home. Like, I could hear someone walking like out in the dining room, and then like I would hear footsteps like on the stairs, and I would like go offline for a second and I would open my door and there was no one here. But like my dog would be sitting at the stairs, like looking up like this, or she'd be in the dining room, like looking at one of the corners. Yeah. And I'm like, we may not be alone, but like I said, nothing bad, doesn't feel malevolent. Like, just randomly we'll hear footsteps every once in a while.
See, that would freak me out too. I don't know how you're dealing with it, because I would just be like, nope, we're moving or we're burning this place to the ground.
I'm a very, like, because of the upbringing that I had, I'm very sensitive. That I hope this does not make me sound like I'm crazy, because I swear I'm not crazy.
Okay.
I'm very sensitive to things like spiritually, like spirit realm wise. So I can very clearly tell when there is like very bad vibe, very bad spirit in something or somewhere. And this does not feel like this. Like, this is just like, oh, okay, you're here. Cool. Walk as many times as you want to through the living room, because that would where I sleep at, where my room is at, my room and office, was where he stayed at when he was alive. So that's typically where I hear the most activity is right here next to the dining room and near the bedroom.
So yeah, that's interesting, because I'm really, okay. Because that's all right. I'm going to go on a little something here, because now I want your opinion on something now that I, you know. All right. So my mother died in March of 2020. We're coming up on a year.
Okay.
I was her basically caregiver. So I was in here with her basically 24/7. I am in this in-law suite now. And like, this is like the living room area. Her bedroom's over here. There are some points, because I've gotten used to just like sleeping. I don't sleep on a bed or anything. Since we've moved in here, I have a bedroom on the other side of the house, but I basically just stayed in the in-law suite, because it was like, if she needed something in the middle of the night, it was a lot easier for me to just roll off the couch and go in.
Right.
To help her, because it's the next room, then, you know, walking from the other side of the house over to here, you know, to do all that, whatever. So, like, there'll be some times where I'm sleeping here and I might hear, like, and I can't make the noise, but like something like, you know, like a, or like a boom or something from the other room in the middle of the night. Now, my feeling is, because she's the source of a lot of my misery now, with the way that she handled things, didn't do things like the best. So I'm wondering, like, if she's like hanging around, you know, because she's haunting them, which is, I'm hoping for that. I want that.
Right.
It's like, I don't want to hear it. She shouldn't be in there, be on the other side of the house, dropping things.
Right.
Making sure that, you know, those people, you know, feel the presence. I was around her for basically for the better part of 5 years, 24/7. I don't need to feel the presence anymore. I felt enough of it. I'm done. Like, get over there and start, like, you know, banging pots and pans and cupboards and all that other stuff. Annoy them.
Well, let you could sleep. Feel like if you want that, you know, just get a sage bundle and just, you know, very clearly announce to the room, be like, you know, Mom, if this is you, I love you. I appreciate your spirit, but I'm not where you need to be. If you need to communicate with someone, this is not your space to communicate in. And just burn it and just try to keep it contained, like, to your room. Open a window. Don't smoke yourself to death. But yeah, I wouldn't do it throughout the entire house. I would just do it in that one room.
Yeah. That might be something I might have to do, because that's, gets annoying. Ooh, there we go. That was okay. I have dogs here too that are on the other side of the house, and they like to bark, so I know exactly how that goes.
Okay. Okay, I wasn't sure if I had that the right way. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to step away just for 1 second.
Okay, not a problem.
I'll be right back. I'm so sorry.
Okay. No, not a problem at all. No problem at all. I will, So, Sage, wonder if I can order that on Amazon. I'm sure I probably can. That might be something I have to look into. Well, I guess we'll get to wrapping it up here as well, because we are close to an hour and a half, hour and 20-something. Let's see. I hate being left alone because I'm not great with I'll play this for a minute because I can't talk. I'm horrible at talking and handling this for myself. So I'll play this and we'll be back. If I hit the play button, here it goes. Okay, good. She's back. We only had to play 12 seconds of it. That's good. Because, like,
Oh my goodness. Okay, now I'm back. We're good now, I think. I was not expecting my daughter to come home yet. She was like, I have to get clothes.
I mean,
they go to church on Sundays with my parents, so they normally stay Sunday night at their house. So she was like, I don't have clothes. And I was like, apparently no one saw my text message.
You know, and that's the thing. Nobody ever sees things when you need to see them, apparently.
So I got, I got, speaking of them not looking at text messages, this was a couple of years ago. I had went outside. And I thought that the door was unlocked. The bottom lock was unlocked. And it very clearly was not. So I was locked outside in a pair of sandals, boxer shorts, and a t-shirt. And it was only about 25 degrees outside. And I thought, you know what? No problem. I'll call one of the twins because they've got cell phones. Somebody will come let me inside the house. No.
Right.
No one answered the phone. No one answered a text message. And I have it set up where I can connect my phone to my TV in the living room. And I'm like, I'll just put something really loud and obnoxious on. They'll come downstairs and be like, what's that noise? Oh, where's mommy? And maybe they'd open the door, let me outside or see their phone that I had been calling them. Nobody answered. I was throwing like rocks at my daughter's window. I threw a stick. I threw a fake flower pot. And nobody answered the door. I had to call my mom and have her come 20 minutes away to let me inside my house. And I came inside and I was like, why does no one have their phone turned on? I was freezing. Mean,
Yeah, I believe it. That's
My gosh. I always have my phone like on. Like it's always by me. And I always, because I don't like notifications, like the little symbols and stuff. So I will check everything because I don't like having stuff pop up on my phone.
Well, and that's the thing too. Like if I get a text message, like on my phone, like, okay, so right now I have a notification of a text message up there. So let's say I get any other notifications, that text message will block any other notifications from showing.
Oh no.
So like, let's say like, I'm not like, okay, so I won't clear it now till we're done. Like the show's over. So like, if I clear it, like, let's say even 5 minutes, 10 minutes from now, I clear it. I could have like 15 to 20 more alerts that'll just constantly go off. And I'm like, really?
They're just waiting.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to hear you. I don't like, I wish that there was something that I could do just that would like, you know, I don't know. There probably is something I could do where I could just be like, don't allow text messages to block other notifications. Just let them all come through. and, you know, just make my life easier, because I it's like, bing, 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 shut up, bing, bing, no.
And, you know, like voicemails. Everybody that knows me knows, please don't leave me in voicemail, because I hate seeing that notification if I can't go, like, get to it right away.
Yeah.
So anytime I have a voicemail, I'm like, oh, this must be something important, because no one leaves me a voicemail.
Well, see, I don't tell anybody that, but if I know the person and they leave me a voicemail, I won't listen to it. and then I'll call them back, and they'll answer the phone and be like, why are you calling? Didn't you get my voicemail? I said, no, I didn't listen to it. Voicemails, and it's just like, it's too much work to like just sit there and like hit the button and then like listen to them. You know, I don't like, no, don't, I don't want to listen to it. I will just swipe and delete it and just not listen to it. Because if I listen to it, I'm going to be annoyed. And then when I call you back, I'm just going to be annoyed because I had to listen to your voice in a voicemail. And then I have to call you back and listen to your voice again, telling me the exact same thing that you told me in the voicemail. It's like, don't leave me a voicemail and tell me to call. There's no purpose for me to call you then. The purpose of the call was left in the voicemail. That's just what we're doing.
I heard everything that I need to hear.
Exactly. And then it's like, no, that, because my aunt will do it. And she, you know, she's older. So she'll leave me, she'll be like, give me a call. So then I'll call her. She'll say the exact same thing that she said in the voicemail message. I'll be like, okay, I listened to the explanation in the voicemail. It's the same explanation now on the phone. I'm like, okay, just, or, you know, there are some times where she'll just be like, call me. And it's like, that's even worse. Like, I don't think these people realize that it's like, you can see when you're getting a call. You can see who calls you. If you know the number, there'll be a contact in your phone. You can see that they called you, so you'll know to call them back, because you're not stupid. You're not stupid. You'll be like, hey, so-and-so just called me, so I'll give them a call right back. You don't have to like get a 2-second voicemail message. Hi, Mike, call me. And then.
Like, if I missed it, I will call you.
Yeah, I know. Like, people have stopped leaving me voicemails, and they'll just call, and then I'll call them back. See how that works? And then when I call them, it's like we have a fresh conversation where nothing is repeated. You're not wasting oxygen. You're not wasting words. You're just, it's just so nice. I wish everybody could be like that. Life would be so much better and simpler and just
so much easier. Or if you email them something and then they don't respond back to the email, they want to call you about it. It's like, yeah, but you could just respond to the email.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, and I'll do that, but I do that knowingly just to annoy people. But I do it because I know that I'm annoying them. And I just want to annoy them, so I do it. But there's people that do it to me, and they don't know that it's annoying. They just do it because they think, oh, well, maybe he didn't see the email. No. I have a phone. The phone does email. So if I get an email, it's right on the phone. It's right there. There's no way that I can miss it. I don't have to open my laptop and go. It's good. We're fine. No problem. Nope.
Oh, the good old email.
Yeah, the old email. And then 5 minutes later, I'll get a phone call. Did you get the email I sent? Yes, I did.
It's like, why didn't I have it set to get that.
Yeah. Why didn't you like say anything? Well, I didn't think that the email required a response. It's just a link. I looked at the link. Do you just want me to respond and be like, yeah, I saw it. It was great. No. No.
Maybe those people would be the only people that the thumbs up is acceptable for.
Yeah, that's it. And I told you, I hate the thumbs up. Because, oh yeah, I hit that by mistake, I think, with you. Because I hit it again with somebody else. And I said, yeah, I hate that. I wish I could just remove that thumb. Like, it's pointless.
Because every it's time, so like, pointless. I do that, it just makes me, like, every time I give, like, someone gives, like, the thumbs up, all I can think of is they're, like, like, sarcastic.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't need that sarcasm. It's great. Okay, good. You saw it. Then it's better to just not do anything than give the thumbs up. Pointless. All these emojis and all that. Just get rid of it. Get rid of it.
Oh, I am guilty about using some emojis. I think you've noticed that. But I don't like giving the thumbs up.
No, I do it too. But the thumbs up, I can't. Mm-hmm. But the emojis, I can. Emojis in general, I can deal with. It's great. But the thumbs up, just get rid of it. We don't need thumbs up, thumbs down. No.
Because they took the thumbs down off of there.
They did. Well.
Because I remember there used to be a thumbs up and a thumbs down on Facebook.
Oh, no, there is on. Yeah. They took the thumbs down off of Facebook. But I sent somebody a text message the other day. And they gave me a thumbs down to it. I think they were just joking around, but like, I really like literally wanted to like reach through the phone and like pull them through. Yeah, exactly. And just be like, there's no need for that.
No need. Oh my gosh. I guess they thought if they took the thumbs down, it would deter, you know, like the Facebook trolls and the keyboard warriors. I'm like, no, that did was make them have to comment on it instead of just giving it a thumbs down.
Yeah. And that's the comments are much worse.
Oh my gosh.
Comments are much worse. Like I have people that are trolling me. They have been for over a year at this point, and they will give every video that I post on Rumble, especially gets one or two of them give like each video a thumbs down that I like. I'm sure this is on Rumble. I'm sure when I check Rumble after the show is over, I'll have one or two thumbs downs. And the people probably didn't even watch the thing. They're idiots. I'll have to send you clips off air. You will be surprised at the things that people say or do. It's insane. I was openly threatened, and police did not want to do anything about it. And the guy was soliciting to have people come and take care of me on X. Mm-hmm. And the police are like, well, they're not in your state. They're not local. So we don't want to do anything.
I have been through that situation. And it's like, so it's okay to be threatened, but I'm good. Like, we're good. Like, they actually have to come and do something first before you'll be like, hey, this is actually serious.
Yeah, that's what they said to me. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, so you're telling me, okay. So he literally says to give him a call if you live in, like, the Philly area where, you know, around where I am. And, you know, he'll slip the money to come to my house and take care of me. And the cops were like, so if somebody comes to your house, give us a call. I said, how does that work? I said, because my mother's basically bedridden. So she has aides, you know, like home health aides come in, Meals on Wheels, all this other stuff coming into the house. Mm-hmm. So who's to say that somebody comes knocking on the door that I would think was an aide or Meals on Wheels or something. Mm-hmm. And you open up the door and somebody just boom.
Right.
How can I call you if they're like, well, if you see somebody suspicious walking around? I'm like, okay, so I'm supposed to, I'm like, I don't have a peephole on the door. So I'm supposed to like finagle my way to like look out the window and see. Somebody could turn and see me looking out the window and
Mm-hmm. Right through the window.
No, but, yep. Nope. They're like, nope. Just if you see anybody suspicious around, give us a call. I'm like, I think it'll be too late then. No, just give us a call. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. No problem.
Like, that's not how that should work. Like, you should feel more protected than that.
Yeah. Well, I think karma's finally come for this person. So we're in good shape.
Good. Get him.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, that's, you know, but is there anything else that you can think that you would, because we've had a jam-packed episode, I think.
We have. I mean, oh my goodness, look at us go. Almost.
I know.
I don't have my glasses on. It's 1 hour and 36 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
Wow. Well, then I guess, okay, so then I guess for next week, I'll try to really push for the TikTok.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully they can, I can, I'm going to try, because we'll do some research. It up on my phone. Yeah, I set it up on my phone, but I didn't, like, I was on my laptop, and I opened up, like, TikTok on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me to TikTok Studio when I clicked it. So maybe if I click it, go live on my phone, it'll give me like the information that I have to put into EVMUX or MUX or however you, I don't know even how you say it. You know, but it'll get figured out one way or another, or I'll just get aggravated.
We'll get there. You know.
Yeah, we'll get there at some point. But I'll let you close because you're much better than I am. So I'm going to shut up and you can close it.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. I hope everyone has a great rest of your weekend and your next week is going good. Hopefully, you know, my A1C number will stay down, but our ratings will go up, and we'll see you live next Friday. Take care. Until next time. Ta-ta for now. Love you. Bye.